Depending on your politics and palate, veal is either the product of animal cruelty or delicious when breaded and fried. On the bone, a little lemon. A few New England farmers, all too aware of veal's reputation, have begun raising free-range veal. From member station WBUR, Kurt Nickish reports.
Karen Rowley's father did not want her to farm.
He actually sold the milk tank to make sure that I didn't milk cows.
There's no money in it, he said. But Karen couldn't let go of the fourth-generation dairy in northeast Connecticut, even taking a day job to keep it afloat. Now she has a way to make money where she never expected, by producing free-range veal from male dairy calves.
I probably at the end of this year will have shipped 8 or 9. And it's extra money. This day and age, you need all the extra money you can find.
Rowley makes $500 per calf. She used to get 100 apiece, selling them to large veal operations. That's where they're raised on milk formula in stalls, which the industry says are large enough for them to stretch and lie down. You may have seen the photo campaign from animal rights groups. It's a different picture here on Rowley's farm. Mr. Hatch.
Oh, that's how you know they're healthy. When they stretch the first thing when they get up, they're feeling good.
Rowley's calves are feeling good because they have entire pastures to literally frolic in with their nursing mothers. All the calves end up in the kitchens of high-end Boston-area restaurants. At Trendy Oleana in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Chef Anna Sortoon is braising shoulders and shanks. She was afraid to add veal to the menu in this liberal city.
I thought, oh God, I don't know if this is going to sell, but I'll try it because I loved it. It's a hit. We sell tons of it every night.
Veal?
Thank you.
Like that very evening.
Okay, here goes the first bite. It's divine.
Restaurant customer Rebecca Ferry says the words free range tell her the calf she's eating was not cooped up in a pen.
Well, I get a lot of grief from my daughter about the fact that I do occasionally eat veal. I like it a lot, but it would make a difference to me in the frequency with which I would eat veal if I knew that the animals were being compassionately raised.
While the free-range label is putting some consumers at ease, it's creating tensions with the American Veal Association. Steve Kraut is president.
If these folks were going to raise this product, market it under the name of veal, and then denigrate the long-standing veal industry in this country, I guess it would have been nice to have heard from one of them first.
Kraut thinks free-range producers should be working together with him to build demand for veal. Instead, he's afraid the free-range product is coming at the expense of conventional producers. And because free-range calves taste different, his organization may ask the U.S. Department of Agriculture to say they're not truly veal.
We wouldn't want to see a situation where confusion could develop amongst consumers as to what product is what.
But free-range veal producer Karen Rowley says she's not competing for the same consumer. She wants to reach people who do not eat veal now because of concerns about how the calves are raised. She says hers live better lives.
They have the best 16 to 20 weeks of life that you can imagine. I mean, they're having a good time out there, and they're with what they need to be. They're with their folk, their mother.
And that, she says, is more than a lot of animals get. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish.